is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In Montgomery County, Maryland, which requires developers to set aside units for low-income families, disadvantaged students attending good local schools cut the math achievement gap with their middle-class peers in half between 2001 and 2007, according to a RAND Corporation research. Detection dogs can exceed $25,000 for a single dog. Security experts warn that the supply of these dogs is dwindling worldwide and that the U.S. is especially vulnerable because it relies primarily on brokers who source dogs from Eastern Europe. Opponents of the Trump administration's Interior Department's expansion of coal mining on federal lands have already gone to court. New Mexico and California sued in April to undo the rollback in royalties that coal mines pay, while ranchers in the Cheyenne tribe joined a lawsuit in March challenging the repeal of a year-old moratorium on federal coal leasing. More than 40% of all coal mined in the U.S. comes from federal land, and when burned, it generates roughly 10% of the country's total greenhouse gas emissions. PolitiFact rates just 20% of Trump's statements it reviewed as true, and a total of 69% either mostly false, false, or pants on fire. The UN Independent International Commission of Inquiry on the Syrian Arab Republic has produced a stack of reports that chronicle evidence of war crimes and crimes against humanity. It also has compiled names of perpetrators of the most serious crimes. Its reports are an object lesson in how blatantly the laws of war have been broken with no near-term prospects of accountability. The SEC accused four brokers in Georgia and a firm they represented of fraud after they allegedly persuaded about 200 people to move money out of the Thrift Savings Plan available to federal employees and the military and widely seen as the gold standard among such plans, and put the funds in expensive annuities, earning them hefty commissions. Fox News host Eric Bolling was yanked off the air Sunday after allegations surfaced that he sent lewd messages to female colleagues, the latest sexual harassment scandal to befall the conservative news network. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 189 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.